Recovered Ashanti Kingdom artifacts go on display in Ghana. After 150 years since British colonizers took them, looted artifacts from the Ashanti Kingdom have finally returned to Ghana, drawing crowds of Ghanaians to the Manhaya Palace Museum in Kumasi, the capital of the Ashanti region. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Ashanti King Otumfuo Sitututu hailed the occasion as a significant moment for both the Ashanti people and the entire African continent, emphasizing the spiritual and cultural importance of their return. However, the artifacts have only been loaned to Ghana for 3 years, with the possibility of extension, under an agreement between two British museums, the Victoria and Albert Museum, Vanda, and the British Museum, and the Ashanti King, rather than the Ghanaian government. While the Ashanti King is revered as a symbol of traditional authority, his kingdom now operates within Ghana's modern democratic framework. The artifacts on display include 17 pieces loaned by the Vanda and 15 from the British Museum, coinciding with the Silver Jubilee celebration of the Ashanti Hen. Many of these items were looted during the Anglo-Ashanti Wars of the 19th century, such as the famous Sagrenti War of 1874, while others, like the gold harp, Sankuo, were acquired through diplomatic channels. The return of these artifacts signifies a complex mix of reconciliation and controversy. While acknowledging the painful history of their acquisition tainted by imperial conflict and colonialism, Dr. Tristram Hunt, director of the Vanda Museum, underscores the power of cultural exchange and reconciliation. The significance of the returned items, like the Mpomponsuo sword, which serves as a symbol of office for swearing oaths, is deeply rooted in Ashanti tradition and history. Yet, the return is not without its challenges. Under UK law, national museums are prohibited from permanently returning contested items, leading to loan agreements like this. While some Ghanaians advocate for permanent restitution, this arrangement provides a workaround for British legal restrictions. The situation mirrors similar efforts by African nations to reclaim looted artifacts, with Nigeria receiving over 1,000 Benin bronzes from Germany in 2022 as part of addressing colonial legacies. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.